Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight. Do you feel that I'm at a different angle? I don't know. Do I look like this normally? Because my angles are all changed. I'm super excited. I bought two new arms, one for holding the microphone and one for holding the camera. And there's so much more space here. Oh, my God. I've been working all compressed, all stuck with my mic position, and now I feel like, oh my god, I can swim in here. There's nothing here, nothing on my desk. It is so much superior to what I had. I had bought my little arm for the microphone. It wasn't even a it wasn't even made for microphones. I think it was just for violins or sheet music or whatever, but somehow it was holding my microphone. But this technology, now that I realize how well designed it is for microphones, the Elgato arm, I can totally recommend it. You look a little closer, JF. Maybe I am a little closer. I'll do some adjustments after the show. So I have this horizontal arm, perfect for holding the mic. 2 degrees of freedom, so that leaves you the space to squeeze it and basically, when you don't need it, put it in a place where it won't disrupt. The little elevation here is just perfect for a computer keyboard. This is superior stuff. And on top of it, there is a pass here through which you can pass the microphone wire. That has always been a problem with me. I had my microphone wire taped to the desk, rolling tape around to hold it in place, and it just... My legs would just trip on it because there would be a loop that de-sticks from the tape. Now, they have this beautiful magnetic fit here where you can remove the top of this. You fit the wire in and then you put back the top. And the wire, you just see it enter here, exits here, goes back in, and then it exits right at a very clean place here. So there's no torsion on the wire. Absolutely beautiful. Chuck Garrity says the new MLK statue is quite comical. Yes, as I said yesterday, I've shown this statue on the show, and it was a little too much to put a big dick at the center of the statue. I also bought a second arm, which is this one. It's the vertical one. Same principle. Let me tell you, this is very different. If you buy this for holding a mic, I don't know. It's not my thing, but I know it's a thing in the radio world to have this spring action in it. But for streaming, I don't know. This takes too much from the vertical position. However, for holding the camera, I find it absolutely amazing. It's just right. It doesn't occupy the space, so it goes to occupy a space further away from the camera so that the camera can be the only thing close to your face, so I find it just perfect for cameras. My god, I feel so good. I feel so clean with my Twitter account reinstated, new devices that make me super comfortable. It's gonna be so much chiller. I think it's going to have an effect on my mental. I will enjoy streaming much more with all this space. By the way, I've subscribed to Twitter Blue. My 3-day period after having changing my profile photo has been passed, but I didn't get my blue check mark yet. What's happening, Elon? You had promised a blue check mark. They say they have to approve my account. Let's hope that this is not the same kind of approval that they were getting before, because Elon has denounced this process as corrupted. I don't want to be targeted with Twitter corruption again. Go away, says JF, getting prepped for the 2023 desk audit. Yes, I mean, I'm willing to show this desk and, stand with it. Mark says, where is the check mark? Yes, where is the check mark? It's written in big. As I clicked to pay $10 because it's $10 Canadian, I clicked and it said, you're going to get your blue check mark. They promised it to me. Spindly up in, I want to stand with the blue check mark because to me it represents so much. It represents all of the oppression we've been the victim of on social media by leftists who took over executives of these corporations who weren't working in the interests of these corporations. They were advancing political stuff. They were turning this blue check mark into a social status. And I want to wear this blue check mark up until I die. I will be so proud of wearing it and showing the elites that we have committed a revolution and that we have succeeded, that we've taken over the internet that they thought they had stolen from us. Meanwhile, talking about elites, a new system inside the Davos Summit 2023. So Davos is the WEF meeting where so many world leaders are meeting, and they're basically one of the big reasons, not the only reason, but one of the big reasons why when you see countries joining each other on themes like Ukraine, vaccine, it seems that all the countries around the world, they all do the same. There doesn't seem to be a process of independence and sovereignty. You know, all the policies about the vaccines, they all change at the same time across all of the world. How is that happening if we are free countries managed by our own people? Well, the reality is we are not free countries managed by our own people. There are people who pose in front of the voters to get elected, and then they surrender country powers to international networks. And Davos is the big one. It's the one where George Soros go, Klaus Schwab, and they establish this control, this network of control over most of the world, most of the Western world, certainly. Gray says, interestingly, not Sweden so much for COVID. Yeah, and you would guess that this means somehow in the Swedish government there was some resistance. There was someone who wasn't brainwashed by Davos. But anyways, they are currently meeting. Some people are predicting that Mark Collett will be banned within a week. I don't know about this. I don't know. You know, when you get your account taken, you know how hard it is to survive after on the internet, and you want to be careful. I'm sure that Mark, you know, is a guy who knows how to be careful, who knows how to say what matters, but is willing to make the changes of words needed for preserving his presence on the web. I don't think he's going to get banned. I think Elon Musk is in a position where he's showing the media, mostly the leftist media, how much he hates them, because he is changing the game for the future. This acquisition of Twitter will be one of the most impactful thing ever, because we were headed toward mainstream media taking over the internet fully. But now they have lost Twitter, and they have lost their super status, and Elon Musk constantly interacts with independent creators, people with Substacks. He even talked about Zero Hedge recently. Those are true internet things, you know? The fact that you see Elon Musk, he was kind of complaining about Zero Hedge. He said Zero Hedge is kind of an ass sometimes, but they didn't do anything that warranted a suspension. Because we learned that there were pressures probably coming from networks linked to George Soros. George Soros funded institutions that were pressuring, that were among the pressures that were targeting Zero Hedge. And back in the day, Zero Hedge had been banned and reinstated months later. It was very bizarre. It was probably a response of the Twitter staff to those requests. That's what we see from the Twitter files of today. You know who says, thanks for reading my comment. JF, he sends $10. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for the support. What comment was he referring to, though? Oh, when I said that Colette will be gone within a week, mark my words. Okay. I disagree. I think unlike you, I think Marc Colette is quite swift in his handling of rules. I think that's why I think he got banned very late from stuff. They had to work many years to get to him. And at this point, they don't care even about whether he respects the rule or not. They're just going straight after people. Well, the YouTubes of this world, not Twitter anymore. But at some point, they just decided we have to find a reason to ban him, and they probably ban him that way. So, what will the Davos people talk about during their meeting? It's all social engineering from a leftist perspective, but that doesn't reveal itself readily as a openly leftist thing. It's all addressing the current energy and food crisis in the context of a new system for energy, climate, and nature. Energy transition and climate change are inextricably linked, with its impact be being felt in recent months. What? The impact on energy markets in recent months has been caused by people like you. You stupid fucks. And there you are talking about the impact of the recent months. You have caused an artificial, man-made, lack of access to oil because you started sanctioning Russia and scaring everyone on the market. This is all you're making. And you dare say, well, we have felt the impact. No. You have not felt the impact. You have manipulated the world until you would cause these impacts. That's what happened. Lendl Guntram says, once you get the blue mark, JF, will you try Twitter Spaces? I think that is how it's called, once a quarter year, or at least one time experimentally. I'm tempted to do Twitter Spaces. But I want to select my moment. And I don't know if I will do my own Twitter space. I don't know. As I was telling Richard Spencer on the interview that we did, and I published segments of it, I never wanted to be the social hub. I'm actually pretty happy in my dead end of the internet. I never wanted to be the social world of a political movement where everyone would meet and where I would get 5 guests a week. That was kind of annoying to me. So I don't know if I do the Twitter space, I'm afraid that means talking to human beings. I'm gonna be out of my autistic bubble. End of the line, Joel says you will get Yan Miles Chung and Kim.com on your space, not necessarily who you want on it. No, I want to get these guys. I have greatest respect for these two guys. Yan Miles Chung's, I don't know why he annoyed me at some point, but I know at another point I had high respect for him. I think he annoyed me at some point. I don't remember why, but I remember why I respect him. I respect Yan Mas Chung's because in the whole smearing that has happened to me and where everyone was cancel trying to cancel me, I mean it doesn't mean anything for me, but there was lots of dirty stuff said about me on Twitter and he stood in defense. I remember him somehow standing in defense of me. Now, Kim.com, I respect. He's a man of liberty. He's one of a early innovator on the internet who wanted to do piracy, basically. Now, am I for piracy? I don't know. I'm not for you pirating my stuff. So I'm a creator and I don't want my stuff to be pirated. But the fact is, the piracy in general is a positive social historical phenomenon that changed the internet positively and that changed the world. Because of piracy, there is less power in the hands of a oligopoly of movie production in Hollywood. Because of piracy, there is less power in the audio production industry. And so overall, going after these people, and okay, I know that Mega Upload was not the main place for piracy. It was Mega Upload was a file server, but it that had a loose connection to piracy to some extent. But it was an innovative moment on the internet, and I have the greatest respect for Kim.com. And also his principled stance on aspects of American liberty, of American deep state, and his knowledge of the American deep state, because they went after him, is all good value and a good man. So no, I wouldn't be insulted at all if these two people were on a Twitter space with me. I would be actually pretty honored. Two, addressing the current high inflation, low growth, high debt economy in the context of a new system, again, new system for investment, trade, and infrastructure. Policymakers are now operating with limited fiscal space while inflationary pressure is forcing a tightening of monetary policy. Tighter monetary policies are also having knock-on effects on emerging markets. This comes following the COVID pandemic, your shutdown of the business world. That is your fault. Now, as far as monetary policy goes, I'll tell you what, these people are in trouble, because Bitcoin is the anti-Fed. Bitcoin is the runaway for the regular people, and you can buy any amount of it, so it's scalable like crazy. And no matter what they do, they're fucked. If they print too much money, Bitcoin wins in value and people are protected from inflation. If they stop printing money, they lose their artificial power over artificial economy boosting and economy zombifying that they love. So they're fucked both ways, really. This is what I love, and this is where I say Bitcoin will fuck these people up so much stronger than anyone can imagine now. It's going to be awesome. Three, addressing the current industry headwinds in the context of a new system for harnessing frontier technologies for private sector innovation and resistance. The fourth industrial evolution, climate change, and geopolitical fragmentation to navigate the current friction point and to strengthen future competitiveness, companies will need to foster emerging technologies of the fourth industrial revolution, as well as optimize for agility. They will also need to realize stakeholder capitalism through core business and operating models, not only to drive resiliency today, but also to shape the future socioeconomic prosperity. To do so successfully, collaboration must be strengthened across increasingly diverse ecosystems, including competitors, companies in other industries, and innovators. Blah, blah, blah. You guys don't know anything about innovation. All you know is taking power and forcing your stuff onto others. If you had ideas for innovation, you could be doing them now. The fact is that the world evolved without you. The internet showed up without you. It changed the world. And any of your contribution to it was always to shut it down, to control information, to fight misinformation. And you keep hearing Klaus Schwab these days talking about how there's going to be an instability on the internet. There's going to be a pandemic of internet viruses. What if that doesn't happen? It seems that he wants it to happen, but I suspect that the internet is more resilient than these people realize. They would like to see it melt down. It's not going to melt down. How many computers you got? How much DDoS can you hold? I don't think you can hold for a long time. You're going to be IP banned. We're going to detect everything you do. And you don't have the power to undermine such a decentralized network. Go away, says JF. The internet was a DARPA project and BTC was a CIA project. BTC being a CIA project is highly questionable. DARPA internet being a DARPA project is a historical truth, but the commercialization of the internet has vastly happened at the private level. I don't see the trace of government control over it. To the contrary, I would say that the seeds of freedom have been inserted so deep into the internet that evidently the government was unprepared for it. Like they started trying clumsily to censor it in 2016, and they didn't become very efficient at it until 2018. That is 27 years, that is 23 years after its publication. 23 years after the internet became public, the government started trying to get it under control. And we see with Twitter files that it's backlashing in a big way. Der Goldschaff says, I heard a theory that they want to ransomware every PC with a Windows backdoor. I mean, Bill Gates is in with the WEF. There is a weakness to our internet network. And it is there is a massive weakness, and it is the update point. If Bill Gates was, does Bill Gates have any control over Microsoft left? I don't know. I don't think so. Or he has stakeholder control, but he's not involved in the operations. If someone with bad intentions was to launch an update and hide really well into it, that, you know, it gives a backdoor access, that would be extremely worrying. Now, to a certain extent, the only reason you would do this would be to seed chaos and anarchy in the world. There would be a form of resilience in the fact that people have different OSs and not everyone is on the most up-to-date Windows. And at the same time, it would be a very suicidal action for Microsoft to organize this. On the side of Linux, then, so Microsoft would destabilize the end user. If you succeed at pulling this on the Linux network, but it's hard to pull, I guess, on an open source thing because everything is subject to review, then you would destabilize the professional server side of the internet. That could have massive effects, but it would be detected and addressed pretty quick. BTC itself has been subject to two historical attacks that worked. It took less than 8 hours in both cases to fully restore service without any damage. So if CentOS or Red Hat or if a given Linux distro, whatever it is, right now I have Ubuntu, was to be subject to an insertion of malicious code, I think it would be resolved within 8 hours. So Mr. Klaus Schwab with his pandemic of the internet, he would realize that pandemics of the internet don't last very long. Now, it's another thing if you want to start scanning IPs of old computers in the third world, but you're going to end up controlling a Windows 95 computer in India. What the fuck are you going to do with this? End of the line, Joel says, even Linux distros can be compromised. Very few people compile from source. Well, exactly, but you have to compromise the distribution network. These distribution networks are unique to each Linux distro. You know, there would be a massive issue to someone trying to do this. And I can't see a million people coordinating to do this. It's too criminal. It's too self-destructive. Goodness will survive just out of the fact that you can have one bad guy, but it's very hard to have a million bad guys. Johns say people can be grouped together by their cell phone accelerometer data and a million other ways. Can iOS even turn off all sensors? No, there is a problem with the quantity of data that is being accumulated on us because it can fall in the bad hands. That's a problem in and of itself. You may consent to the idea that Facebook knows where you click. They have to. Their server has to. But do you consent to the fact that some third-party company is getting info from Facebook? And what they do with that info, no one knows. That is very hard to consent to, and I wouldn't. John Drake says, I'm worried most about chips having backdoors built into them more than anything. Old equipment could be the way to go in the future. Yeah, that is a problem. If they succeed at inserting hardware-level full access stuff, that is great. Hopefully they don't, and hopefully the computer production companies know that it's not in their interest to give away their customers to the government like this. Addressing the current social vulnerabilities in the context of, again, a new system for work, skills, and care. Official statistics show that despite a growing global economic crisis, workers are continuing to leave or consider leaving their jobs. Notwithstanding high numbers of unfilled jobs and tight labor markets, well, that's because you've been giving too much social welfare. It's been too easy for someone to survive without a job. And the jobs don't offer much stability anymore, much advantage in the long run, much hope that staying for a long time at a given place will be rewarded. So that leads to a tight labor market. And addressing the current geopolitical risks in the context of a new system for dialogue and cooperation in a multipolar world. A special work stream across these themes will be dedicated to leadership with a particular focus on resilience, both at the individual and organization level. You know how you get resilience? You do it through distributed, decentralized system, which is exactly the contrary of what the WEF stands for. You are a centralized control system, WEF, therefore you are not resilient. When you get it wrong on the vaccine, much more people end up dying across many more countries because you had that influence, you see. They were bragging about how much they controlled of the Canadian government as part of the vaccine policies. Absolutely disgusting. I watched some segments of these award ceremonies. It's just a bunch of boomers rewarding themselves for art and that kind of crap. It's not worth watching at all. Distasteful masterclass in hypocrisy. Elites swarm Davos in private jets to discuss climate crisis. The rich and powerful are swarming to Davos to discuss climate and inequality behind closed doors using the most unequal and polluting form of transport, private jets. According to the transport campaigner for Greenpeace European Mobility Campaign, Greenpeace International published a new report that showed 1,040 private jets flew in and out of airports around Davos for last year's meeting, causing CO2 emissions from private jets to increase 4 times more versus a weekly average. And they're going to be the one micromanaging whether I can build a deck on my land because of the CO2 footprint and the destruction of the paysage. And holy shit, that sucks, really. George Soros was supposed to be there, but he canceled his appearance on the WEF. He says, due to an unavoidable scheduling conflict, regrettably, I cannot attend the WEF annual meeting in Davos. this year, as I have in past years, I plan to deliver a speech in Munich on the eve of the Munich SEC conference. Details to come. Well, good news, at least George Soros is missing this one. Night King says, modern hardware is full of backdoors, especially x86 systems. You need to use a ThinkPad X200 or similar model with a custom bootloader if you want to be safe, and then run some crazy OS like Tails. I don't know. I've seen this complaint, but I've not seen cases of people. If there was a backdoor that is exploitable, it seems that there would be symptoms of this. It seems that we would hear about people constantly losing their Bitcoin and their computers taken over control. So I don't know. I don't know if the regular computer that you buy at the store is that backdoored as they make it to be. Now, there's always the argument on the side of these, let's call them conspiracy theorists, because I think there's something of a conspiracy. Although there are also facts that are very worrying. But the argument is, well, it's a backdoor, but it's a secret backdoor with a password that only FBI agents and that kind of people are given. Even, wouldn't that leak? If there's a backdoor, wouldn't that leak? End of the line, Joel says, Intel had a secret remote override firmware setting for years before it was uncovered. Yes. DK Shadow says, Snowden said, if you want to practice good OPSEC, pick a random store you don't usually go to and buy a random computer there. Don't plan anything. Well, I guess there are different OPSEC strategy, operation security strategy, for different people in different situations. See, this counsel by Snowden would be valid for someone who is tracked by the government, who is a target, who they've put a label on him already. I don't know that it's very important for the everyday person. For the everyday person, I don't know that traceability is something. Yeah, Snowden level, OPSEC, yeah. Like, if I want to do something in the open that I know is not illegal, let's say I want to have a server for my show, I need to buy the computer that I bought. What could they do about it, really? They could trace it, know that it's mine, but I don't want to commit a crime with it. Crazy Catman says, Intel processors have a backdoor that can be accessed by Intel, CIA, NSA, remote management tool. It's not a secret. I've heard this, but I've not seen this being abused. Where are the victims of this backdoor? That's what I'm wondering. I've heard the description of it. I don't know if it's all processors, because I have an Intel processor here. Are you telling me that the CIA could take control of my whole computer? Could they do this from the CPU level, really? Micronova says, Intel Management Engine, IME. Look it up. It has privileges greater than Ring Zero, like Ring Negative 2. Intel Management Engine. The Intel Management Engine is an autonomous subsystem that has been incorporated in virtually all of Intel's processor chipsets since 2008. The Intel Management Engine always runs as long as the motherboard is receiving power, even when the computer is turned off. Ooh. That is worrying. This issue can be mitigated with deployment of a hardware device which is able to disconnect mains power. Intel's main competitor, AMD, has incorporated the equivalent AMD Secure technology in virtually all of its post-2013 CPUs. What can they do with this? AMT gives device owners remote administration of their computer, such as powering it on or off and reinstalling the operating system. However, the ME itself is built into all Intel chipsets since 2008, not only those with AMT. While AMT can be unprovisioned by the owner, there is no official documented way to disable the ME. Design, firmware. Several weaknesses have been found in the ME. On May 1, 2017, Intel confirmed a remote elevation of privilege bug in its management technology. Every Intel platform with provisioned Intel standard manageability, blah, 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 as a remotely exploitable security hole in the ME. Several ways to disable the ME without authorization that could allow ME's function to be sabotaged have been found. Additional major security flaws, blah, blah, blah. RingTree rootkit. A RingTree rootkit was demonstrated by Invisible Things Lab for the Q35 chipset. Is that it does not work for the later Q45 chipset, as Intel implemented additional protections. The exploit worked by remapping the normally protected memory region reserved for the ME. The ME rootkit could be installed regardless of whether the AMT is present or enabled on the system. Those assertions that ME is a backdoor. Critics like the Electronic Frontier Foundation, Libra Boots, developers, and security expert Damien Zammit accuse the ME of being a backdoor and a privacy concern. Zammit stresses that the ME has full access to memory without the owner-controlled CPU cores having any knowledge, and has full access to the TCP/IP stack and can send and receive network packets independently of the operating system, thus bypassing its firewall. Intel responded by saying that Intel does not put backdoors in its products, nor do our products give Intel control or access to computing systems without the explicit permission of the end user. And Intel does not and will not design backdoors for access into its products. Recent reports claiming otherwise are misinformed and blatantly false. Intel does not participate in any efforts to decrease security of its technology. In the context of criticism of the Intel ME and AMD secure technology, it has been pointed out that the National Security Agency budget request for 2013 contained a SIGINT enabling project with the goal to insert vulnerabilities into commercial encryption systems, IT systems, and it has been conjectured that Intel ME and AMD secure technology might be part of that program. Well, we find ourselves with Intel denying this. They are denying it pretty clearly, but I mean, are they as moral as Twitter and Facebook? Because they've been saying things that they said they weren't doing, but they were doing. I don't know, man. I kind of respect Intel. I kind of respect their denial. I don't know if it's true for sure. I hope that the government wasn't successful at inserting security flaws like this. I've not seen the symptoms of it, so I cannot believe in this. It's been discussed as a security flaw, a potential security flaw, and I think we should take it serious. But I will not believe that it's a backdoor until I see it used as a backdoor. And until I see people starting to publish videos on YouTube saying, hey, I lost all of my banking, or I found out that my computer is uploading video of me without me knowing. See, that's the kind of symptoms I would expect. Let's not forget that there are other levels of security that would not be controllable by this so-called chip backdoor. You have your router, you have your monitoring of your network. If there is activity that you don't control, it should pop out on all of this. So until I see that kind of symptoms, I would tend toward it's a big scare. It's a scare that should motivate us into making sure that there's no backdoor and checking twice and developing maybe even do-it-yourself methods to shut down these parallel processors. Dead Star says, where are the victims, you ask? Laughs in FISA court. Yeah, given that the FISA court system is such a hidden, behind-the-veil processing of evil stuff, perhaps we wouldn't know if there was just a handful of victims. Perhaps that is the case. Perhaps the intelligence services of America say, hey, we have this super backdoor, but we're just going to use it sparingly so that JF never gets to see a video about someone who's got hacked. Maybe that's what they do. If you would like to support the show, use the dollar button under the Odyssey chat. Odyssey Super Chats are my favorite way to receive support for the show. Alternatively, you can also use Entropy. The link to Entropy is in the description below. If you don't see a dollar button under the Odyssey chat, don't forget to add a payment method in your Odyssey account so that you can send Super Chats. What else do we have? A mother telling her story with the vaccine.
First vaccine when he was just a couple months old and he almost died, okay? He went into a fever of 106 and he almost fucking died. So since then, I never allowed him to go get a vaccine. He wanted to play sports so bad, so my mother snuck and took him to go get the fucking vaccine last year, okay? Right after he did that, keep in mind, he went to go get the vaccine so he can fucking play sports in school because it's mandated that you be vaccinated, okay? So she went and took him to God to get it. Then he went for his sports physical the next month. They told him his heart rate was extremely too low. They don't understand why it was that low, and he had to go see a heart specialist. He went to the heart specialist, and I sat there. I looked the doctor in his fucking eye, and I said, all of this is from that fucking shot. It's from that vaccine. I kept telling him not to get it, and I didn't want him to get it. And now that he got it, his fucking heart ain't working right. And the doctor said, oh, no, 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 it's not that. And I said to my son, they're just trying to downplay that shit because they don't fucking know, and they don't want people to be scared. I said, he understood that, okay? So the whole purpose of him getting the whole vaccine was to fucking play sports, and he can't even play sports because his heart is fucked up from the shot, okay? So tell me I'm a conspiracy theorist when I'm fucking living it. Then this year, he think that, okay, so the specialist cleared him. His heart was still at a low rate, and he couldn't tell me why, but he cleared him from sports. Now, imagine if he would have fucking played. Anyway, so this year, he decided he wants to play sports again. He went to the doctor just now to go and get his sports physical. Well, there's something wrong with his fucking heart again. It's extremely low. So you cleared him, but you didn't even clear him, but he wasn't even okay. So for a whole year, he's been sitting here with a heart problem, and they cleared him. Now they're saying, oh, he has to go see a specialist because for his age, it's beating way too slow. And if he does try to play sports and exert himself, he could have a fucking heart attack. So you keep telling me all these people dropping dead for nothing. And then it's my son who's on Jeopardy. Don't fucking tell me this shit ain't real. Don't tell me it's just a conspiracy theory. The government is literally playing Tuskegee Airmen on us. And it's not fucking fun. And I don't even know what to do because I can't get that shit out.
It's causing a lot of trouble, and it must be so frustrating to be one of these parents, and there's no way there's no way the doctors will be honest with you. And they're sending the kid to each other. Oh no, he's okay. Oh no, he's not okay, but it's not related to the vaccine. So frustrating that you cannot just hear it from a doctor, because there would be doctor willing to say it, but they would be threatened with losing their license, that the vaccine probably caused your child's ailments, and we must put less pressure in the future for people to get the vaccine. There is a woman who's unhappy with her Uber driver. Okay, that's an old video. I'm not going to show it. Not super interesting, but the woman was starting to yell at the Indian driver, saying he was racist because she was black, and he told her not to eat in the car, and that was racist. Anyways, it's a very long video and not worth it. It's just the woman yelling. German defense minister resigns as criticism over Ukraine mounts. Germany's defense minister Christine Lambrecht has stepped down on Monday after what's widely reported as a series of blunders and PR disasters, and amid accusations she's been too slow and inept in providing Ukraine defense aid. Oh my god, that is the accusation? That means they got her head for America, basically. They're accusing them of not being helpful enough to Ukraine. Can you believe this? Ukraine has been benefiting social welfare, basically, of governments across the world, of Western Europe and America. But somehow she was too slow to send that help. That is America continuing its war against Germany, its destruction of Germany, which is the whole plan. There's even a name for it. What was the name of it that people say? Basically, this is the historical plan to knock down Germany after World War II. Micronova sends a super chat. He says, sells IME disabled laptops and a secure cell phone. It's more expensive and the cell phone is always back ordered. Okay, it's called Puri.sm. So basically a high privacy phone, Librem 5, Librem 14, Librem Mini, Librem Server, Librem Key, made in the USA. Oh boy, the phone Librem 5 starting at $1,999. I'm not buying this phone. The Morgento plan, that was the plan to dwarf the industrial capabilities of Germany. Well, we are seeing it happen in front of our eyes. Breaking report, the Pentagon is considering back pay for troops booted over refusing COVID-19 vaccine. That's wonderful, but I don't know how serious are they when they say we're considering. The fact is, you have violated people's civil right. You have led a public health campaign while holding people's survival in your hands and threatening their livelihood. That is not okay. Of course, there should be compensation, but most importantly, we shouldn't have so many employees to threaten in the government. We should fire them, but not fire them because they haven't taken the vaccine. Just fire them. Julia Song on Twitter was asking, man, when you say I like you better without makeup, is that the truth? I said, it's complicated, Julia Song. No doubt, makeup makes women more beautiful, but it is a deceptive beauty. One that comes with an inevitable feeling of she's trying too hard to be beautiful. The truth is you are more beautiful with makeup, but we prefer you without. And Taryn McCabe says a very interesting thought on this. He says makeup as an uncanny valley that goes from youthful slash healthy clear skin to garish clown slash aposematism. Bright colors to warn predators that the animal is toxic to eat. And it is a very good view. There is some beautiful subtle makeup that merely just improves the background stability of the skin color and stability. That is absolutely beautiful, but not needed. And then there's the kind of makeup overdone, super red lipstick that basically tells me aposematism, as Torin McCabe puts it. It tells me I'm faced with a dangerous creature there. Apparently, there is a bingo, a red flag bingo for women. This is what women, if you notice this in a man, you should reject them according to the red flag bingo. Now, I respect so many of these criteria. As a desktop PC, I love that this is a red flag. Because this touches upon the evolutionary biologist that you guys have talked to me about recently, who I'm fascinated about. I think he does great stuff. And one of the things he was mentioning is that for the woman, the evolutionary strategy of man is going to be disgusting. But it's a legitimate strategy to play for the male, but the woman will be triggered negatively by it because she sees the game from the other side. And they would evolve to find it offensive. That's why all of the Rouge V's of this world and all of the male dating advice that you can get on the internet, females hate it. Because they get to see the mechanism of the strategy that truly counters their narrative. So that made me think about this, because in my view, you're not a man if you don't have a desktop PC. So in their view, apparently, well, some woman may have made this. I don't know if it's a troll. But if in their view, having a desktop PC is a red flag, as far as I'm concerned, having a desktop PC makes you a man. That's the difference between a man and a woman, is that a man will pull more from a desktop PC. A woman can have a laptop or a desktop PC. It won't change anything. Ariel Suarez says, I seriously doubt most women feel that way. Yeah, I think it's kind of trollish. Apparently, having no social media or inactive social media would be a red flag. I guess they're talking about a kind of having a normie Facebook account. I guess they're not talking like having a critical Twitter account like me or something that's political. Apparently, having no Netflix subscription is a red flag. Spending more than 2 hours on the computer is a red flag. Well, I totally fit this. I totally fit this. Watching documentaries is a red flag. Rarely goes outside. Lives with parents. Has an Android or a dumb phone. So apparently you need to have an iPhone. I guess that's what she means. If you don't have an iPhone, if you have an Android or dumb phone, that is a red flag for women. Let me tell you, this is absolutely ridiculous. The woman who goes for the iPhone is going for a man who spends money on crap. Android is the way to go. Making less than 30K per year, having lots of free time, having a picture of yourself with guns, visible trash of pile in the room. Interesting to see the world from the female perspective. The Sixth Sense quotes Elon Musk, who was saying Instagram makes people depressed and Twitter makes people angry. Which is better? I guess Twitter is much better because Instagram, yes, leads to depression and leads to all of these bad rewarding behavior, dopamine hits of, oh, I want to get likes on my photo. Whereas Twitter, at least, the anger of Twitter comes through interaction with the IDs of someone else. People are angry on Twitter because they get confronted to another reality. And in fact, it happened to me today where someone, let me just try to find it. Well, I'm going to try to reopen a window because I think I may have lost it. Someone was commenting on one of my tweets about heterosexuality. And he says, and this I've heard many times. I'm happy to be back on Twitter for that kind of interaction because I get to see one of these sickos that wouldn't join Gab. These leftist, sick in the head people. And I love it. I love interacting with these guys in a way that I know they will read my stuff. See, he was saying, do you have a birth fetish? At least 50% of the things I've heard you say involve the phrase make babies. I'm genuinely curious at this point. This has been a repeating observation. A lot of people come to me with this. Do you have a birth fetish? And I find this interesting. I've seen it deployed on many places on the internet. The leftist can only conceive of something that you would really, really like and that you would advocate for. The highest level in their head is the fetish. It's like, oh, you're so obsessed. It gives this little pathological tint to anything that you may prefer. Except, of course, it's ridiculous to talk of a birth fetish. If you don't have the birth fetish, you're going to disappear. Everything that's alive has had a birth fetish. And it's the only way you will survive millions of years for a life form. It's those people with the birth fetish, as you call it. Except that phrasing it as fetish shows me the littleness of his mind. Because for the left, this is the highest desire, the highest pleasure, the realization of a fetish. It's the only thing that they can think of. But I was pointing on Twitter, people like this illustrate perfectly well the fall of civilization. They can't help but frame any preference as some sort of fetish, a term which obfuscates the objective truth that life survives through heterosexuality, and instead it puts forward a hedonistic conception of sex. These people have never known a mentally healthy person who was pursuing a legitimate goal greater than their own pleasures, so everything has to be a kink to them. Of course, asking a life form if it has a reproductive fetish is ridiculous, since what doesn't reproduce doesn't survive, and therefore isn't a life form. Stephen Robinson says, JF, there was a response to this post that said that reproduction is the only type of sex that is not a fetish. Yeah, exactly. Someone said, you know, a fetish by definition is a deviation from sex's biological purpose. Sex in order to impregnate is literally the only sex that is not fetish. That was a comment by China Gadget Guy George. All right. So that's why I want really to be on Twitter. It's different. I wouldn't have had this interaction on Gab. On Gab, everyone would have agreed with me to begin with, and perhaps there would have been just a little debate on details and religious preferences. But on Twitter, I get the occasion of talking to extremely stupid people. Dead Star says, my angle on the subject of classified duck scandal America's elected executives can leave classified docs wherever the fuck they want, and no fucking glowing bureaucrat Fort Brancher has a right to say anything about. Yeah, exactly. That's always been my impression. And it's like, I think that the only reason we are in this nightmare is they've done it to Trump, and so now the conservatives are pressuring that we arrest Joe Biden with these same laws, which you have to give it to them is would be fair. If you're going to harass Trump for all this, you should harass Joe Biden. But my view has always been that those were ridiculous things that we should not care that much about. Oh yeah, and Go Away says, what about Hillary's private email server? I mean, the thing is, I have issue being emotional about all this. And you will not have seen me being super critical of Hillary's private email server, okay? I didn't cover this much. I may have mentioned it here and there back in the days, but I mean, it wasn't a fascinating story to me. It's never been. You know why? Because I believe that all of these things should be public to begin with. I believe that there should be barely any classified material by our governments. We should have total transparency. We are all invested in these decisions, and they should not be made in secret. So I have big issue being excited at the idea of suing Joe Biden with some third level secondary laws about archives and the government, because I believe that all of this should be public. I should be able to go to Joe Biden's garage and see the whole record of the government of the whole year, of everything. Stephen Robinson says, more Russians, but JF, the Russians. If there is necessary thing for that requires high level of secrecy toward the outside of the US, maybe, but the reality is it's not this. The government lacks transparency in all domestic matters of all kinds. And I'm not sure that we can even solve this with a law, because the law would force the revelation of some official documents, but then there would be an alternative way developed for politicians to discuss among themselves secretly. Jan Malchung says, if we got George Soros in a Twitter space, what question would you ask him? Elon Musk says, do you actually know where your money is going? George Soros knows where his money is going. He may not know all of the details, but his entire masterpiece of what he wants to do with society is very intentional. It's not accidental that George Soros funds these things that are likely to attack the white family in America, that are likely to favor BLM riots of all kinds. It's what he wants, because George Soros has had the explicit and stated project for decades now to destroy America, because he sees America as the last stand in his domination of the world. That is the words of the man. I mean, Mama JF gave me Christmas gifts 2-3 years ago, and she gave me many books from George Soros. And so I know the words of the man. Go Away says, JF prepared his desk, but is Joe Biden prepared for the 2023 garage audit? My desk would be totally passing an audit. I have no classified material. I'm not like Alex Jones, you know, with his printed papers, and he's like, here, film this, here, film this. This is important. I want you to film this 400 pixel resolution black and white picture that I printed, which is a headline from the current newspaper. It's so amazing to make a show like this. But see, I have my space on the desk, which allows me to switch to the screen and show you the digital version of what I'm talking about. Idaho murder suspect Brian Koberger had normal conversation with neighbor. You heard about these murders? What an amateur. He was bringing the subject of murders. He was so nervous about it that he was talking to his neighbor and he was like, have you heard about the murders? I heard, and he said, his neighbor says that Koberger said, I heard that they didn't have any suspect. I heard that they didn't have any clue who did it. So he was trying to reinforce into his conversation. He was trying to reinforce to himself, they don't have a suspect. I'm good. They won't find me. That is so amateur to let your emotions like this dictate leaks of information. What the fuck is this guy doing? Bizarre scene happening. Let's see what it is.
She's tripping!
Damn!
There is noise pollution in America where we cannot get any video without a fucking woman yelling. It's like, it's always like this. Can we get clean videos of documented events without a woman screaming? What the fuck? It's like, I would like to just enjoy the event. If I'm on a scene, there's something spectacular happening. Do you think I'm going to start screaming? No, I'm going to pull my camera, pull my phone. Can we get a single fucking video on this entire country without a fucking woman screaming? Damn! It seems that the person was... It seems that we should not criticize the man who jumped in that van because it was his van. And it was about to get stolen by some woman. So he jumped in the van to save his van. And there's someone who mentions on the video, there's a baby in the minivan. So there might have been on top of it, the baby of the man. I don't know if there was a baby, but it's a baby is mentioned in the audio stream. So he tried to save his van from the theft, but broke his van in the process. But I guess it will be repairable. Breaking, Ravi Srinivasan, Toronto Film Festival programmer, dies suddenly at 37 years old. Other sudden deaths in the vaccinated category, I'm supposing. This is so hilarious. This guy is a DPR commander on the Russia side in Ukraine. And he's giving an interview to the camera, and you can hear the missiles. I don't know if it's a recent video or perhaps it's an old one, but I found this so hilarious today. So he's gonna start receiving the missiles, and is like continuing to look good on camera. Steven Robinson says this is an old vid. Old, look at the weather. He's smoking a cigarette. I love this. This is from like 2014. Ah, okay, so it was not from the current war. I see. In any case, he was receiving, they say RIP Givi, so I guess this man eventually died. I found him so relaxed with the smoke. And a tweet has been deleted by someone who, and see, the tweet does not exist anymore. The tweet was saying, it was saying, don't give me shit about serving your country if you're a veteran. You're an employee of the army. You got paid by the government to kill, and that's it. I think it's a fair critique of, sounds like a fair critique of military. Do you have on Twitter? Do you have to honor the military? Do you have to salute them and say, thank you for your service, sir? He got his tweet deleted, and he explains on his Twitter now. Just got suspended for a criticism of the military with my account locked until I deleted the tweet. Seems the same Twitter rules still apply. No hurt feelings allowed. This is bizarre. I don't even know of a Twitter rule. Is there a Twitter rule that forces you to not tell the military people that they are employees? What is this? Discrimination against veterans? I don't know. It seems very harsh for a punishment in a context of a Twitter that is supposed to be about free speech now. Remember the Elon comment? If it's legal, leave it up. Well, he didn't leave up that one. That one got force deleted by threat of ban from Twitter. Go away, says JF. Name another job where you are expected to march to your death if ordered. Show some respect, JF. Even if these boys are dying for the foreign interests directing America, they deserve recognition regardless. No. I do not recognize, or I am not thankful for the deadly actions of anyone. I am not going to give my respects or honor someone for doing what they thought was the best thing to do for them, which was to get the army salary and the army pay. I don't owe anything to them, and going to walk to your death when ordered is not something respectful. It's something stupid. To be letting some other set of interests than your own dictate the moment of your death is stupid. All right, there's someone that needs banning on the chat. You are banned for your nickname, sir. Your nickname is in violation of the rules. You are banned. Russian parliament set to request 4 trillion euros in World War II reparations from Germany. These things, reparations, are not subject to a factual analysis. They are, you owe us this. See, people were already starting to say in the Twitter responses, how much should Eastern European countries ask from Russia? It's all invented money, really. Reparations, they work when they are imposed by the victor of a war who wants to impose things to the loser and has the power to force them to do it. But just launching like this reparations claim is not very constructive. The new Twitter files, I've talked about it a little bit earlier. So the revelation of these Twitter files is there were a lot of sub-companies in link with Pfizer that were basically, they were in constant communication with Twitter saying, we want this ban, we want this ban. And Twitter was like, this is not in violation of our rules. So to their credit, Twitter didn't censor everything. But many of these accounts that they were talking about eventually got banned for some other things, like the Zero Hedge account. And so basically, these sub-companies of Pfizer who are in business with Pfizer, but they are more on the what they call internet advocacy and education side. So that's what they were doing. They were trying to control the discourse on the internet, and they were pointing to accounts that were merely tweeting stuff like, they were tweeting stuff like, there shouldn't be patents for the vaccine. Don't let the Pfizer company benefit from it economically. Like, really, just leftist, anti-capitalist analysis of the whole thing. So that's why we didn't hear the leftists that much, I guess, on this anti-capitalism talking point, because they were talking in the background how this should be deleted as a tweet. I would not buy a Tesla again. I guess that's why Elon Musk says that Zero Hedge is sometimes somewhat of an ass. It's because Elon Musk doesn't like it when Tesla gets poor coverage. And Zero Hedge very often has an article against Tesla. One 32-year-old Tesla fangirl named Marianne Simmons told Bloomberg, "I feel like I got duped. I feel like I got taken advantage of as a consumer. Right off the bat, I'm out $13,306. It's such a large reduction that it's going to affect a lot of people who just bought a vehicle. It was just a couple of days ago we first noted that Tesla was getting blowback in China, where it has slashed prices in order to try and spur demands for its vehicles. There was a takeaway from the new Bloomberg article that spoke to several Tesla owners and fans who didn't seem happy about the company's recent move to slash prices." Okay, so they're disappointed that the next Tesla buyers are going to pay a little less. Well, they had to slash those prices because it was it's just not economically viable to buy a Tesla. Ty Rogerson says, "JF, these Tyler Durden articles are all written by one person. Seems like a lot of articles, so wondering if it's multiple writers under one alias." No, Tyler Durden is just the name of the account on their blog software, but it's a team. There's a team of Zero Hedge people who are investigating these news. Sometimes it will be an article written by this team and released under the Tyler Durden name. Other times, they are basically outsourcing the writing of articles. If there's an article on a handful of blogs that they like, they take these articles from these other blogs and they just copy-paste it into Zero Hedge. So it gives advertisement for the blog writer. Like this one, for example, is authored by Mike Shedlock via Mishtalk.com. By the way, you may not know, Coach Red Pill was once a Zero Hedge contributor. Did you know this? I think he was a Zero Hedge contributor at some point in the past, wasn't he? Anyways, I'll be talking to Coach Red Pill tomorrow, so I'll be able to ask him, I guess. Appearance on Coach Red Pill tomorrow, noon p.m. Eastern Time. That will be awesome. Somehow I had Coach Red Pill on my mind. I want to ask him, was he a reader of Zero Hedge or was he a writer? I think he was a contributor at some point. The best video on climate change that you will ever see. I will spare you the viewing of the video, but what he says basically is, if you take England and you sink it underwater so that it doesn't exist anymore, you've just cut CO2 production in the world of 2%. So you've done nothing, basically, and you've not changed climate change. So there is nothing that you can do that would only be in England that would be any sort of fix to climate change. So his point is, if we succeed at developing new technologies, it needs to be the case that these new technologies are releasing less CO2, but also less costly. Because the China guy who lives at the border of viability and he's poor and he wants better condition in his life, this guy will not sacrifice $10,000 more to get a Tesla. This guy will not sacrifice money to be less productive in the electricity they can produce if he's an electricity plant worker. So basically, the technologies that you want to save the world will need to be less costly. There is no way around it, because most of the outcome for the CO2 on planet Earth will be determined in China, India, and other overpopulated places that have big manufacturing sector. And they're not going to deprive themselves of wealth. And you wouldn't either. As he was pointing out, there are people in the world who don't have a toilet. He was telling that he came from Russia, and there was a certain percentage, maybe 50% of the people who lived where he lived, had no toilet inside, and they had a toilet outside that was basically just a hole that was accumulating the shit of everyone, and that was stinking. And so he says, you wouldn't deprive yourself of having a toilet. Well, there's already people in Russia depriving themselves of having toilets. But once they will have the choice to have a toilet, they will want a toilet. And so people don't downscale their consumption and luxury. They want higher, and it's reasonable for them to want to get higher. Death to Google says CO2 is helping the planet, according to Patrick Moore, co-founder of Greenpeace. Yes, there's this whole conception of CO2 is not pollution, it's food. It's just not food for you, it's food for the plants. And I like this conception. Within a certain bounds, certainly that is true. Certainly there is a planet out there where fertilizers are called pollution, and pollution is called fertilizer. Imagine a planet out there where the limiting factor is not nitrogen in your soil for the plant growing, but it's CO2. And on that planet, you know, even the organic farmer, what he wants to do is spray his leaves of plants with what they call fertilizer, but that really is CO2. And on that planet, CO2 is the limiting factor for plant growth. In fact, even here, to a certain extent, it's a limiting factor, because as CO2 in the atmosphere increases, we see growth rate for forests are unexpectedly high. And you have these marijuana cultivators, they will use concentrated CO2 release onto the plant to favor its growth. So definitely CO2 is a food for plants. And what else do we have? A last news item. Corporates have begun geoengineering the climate with basically no one's consent. So there are companies like Make Sunsets that acknowledge that it had launched weather balloons containing sulfur dioxide into the stratosphere. The launches took place in April 2022 in Baja California, Mexico, months before the company was even incorporated. It's like, I can't see this turning well, but I was wanting to highlight this article because I was like, you know, this meme that conspiracy theories always come true? But even the weather manipulation conspiracy theories and the chemtrails, somehow this was true also, just in case the case wasn't strong enough already for conspiracy theories. Even this one, which was held by quite a line of crackpots, but even this one was true and they weren't crackpots. That is it for tonight, boys. Am I lower on this camera? Am I occupying enough of the space of the screen? Why how should I be? Should I be like this? I think that's how I've been for most of the show. Maybe it's a little too low. Maybe that's better. Maybe that's better. In any case, I'm very happy with all the space that I got with my new arms. It's so comfortable to stream. This is comfy. I can't wait to play classic games with all my hands well positioned the way I want, with all this space and seeing the games. It's going to be really fun. Bye bye. Thank you.